With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero. With record dry conditions across the state and Governor Jerry Brown's drought declaration today, farmers and other agricultural leaders in the San Joaquin Valley are predicting a grim economic forecast for 2014. Vernon Crowder is a senior analyst for the Food and Agribusiness Research Advisory Group at Rabobank in Fresno.
People are really worried about protecting their trees and vines. They're worried about their profits. Then you also have the third party that are involved, you know, be it the lenders such as ourselves.
He says the issue of drought needs to be thought of on a larger scale.
Farmers are going to have to learn how to better manage their groundwater supply, and there's going to have to be more flexibility in the future about how you move water from one place to another.
Gail Holman with Westlands Water District, which encompasses over 600,000 acres of farmland in the valley, says the drought is going to run farmers dry.
When you're faced with an almost certain zero water allocation for the initial allocation, you know, it's a pretty dire situation.
Holman says the drought's reach extends beyond the farmer.
There's so much of agricultural production that is indirectly linked to an actual field that some people don't even realize that. We have everyone from the banking industry to so many of the different businesses that rely on crop production that feed into the goods and services in the trucking industry that haul all of the goods that are produced from this area.
But Holman adds that perhaps
citizens will be some of the hardest hit.
With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.